Yes, everybody can hear me. Earlier on the hill, I mentioned that we, as part of the settlement of the Eastern Plymouth, that we had two historical bars put in. Actually, the town of Plymouth had put them in to the settlement.
The church.
There's the one on Gold Hill. If you want to go up here on your way out of town, if you want to stop by that, take a look at it. And then there's this one here that talks about Medicom, or Medicommon, written many different ways, or King Philip. And he was the one, of course, that started King Philip's War in 1675 and 1676. And he was murdered. And one of his hands was cut off and sent to England. And the other hand was cut off and was sent to Boston. His wife and children were sold into slavery to the West Indies. And somewhere around this spot, we don't know exactly where, they severed his head and they displayed it on a pole for like 20 or 25 years, somewhere in this area, as sort of a warning sign that if you rebel or rise up, this is what we'll do for you. Now, these plaques are unique in many ways, because as I said earlier, there's two rocks in this town that speak the truth. This one and the one that's down on Coles Hill. We struggled very, very hard to get these plaques. But the biggest struggle we came up with is the language on the plaque. They wanted us to clear it with all these Harvard professors to make sure that it was historically accurate and all this. And we ran into an awful lot of, that's a word that could be used. But anyway, there was a lot of problems with one word that we used. And that was the one that's on the plaque in Coles Hill. We used the word genocide. And a lot of people didn't like it. There were editorials in the paper saying, how dare we take a 20th century term and apply it to a 17th century action, and so forth and so on. We were told, don't you think that's a very strong word? Could you come up with another word? And so forth and so on. Well, we didn't. We didn't back down. We told Plymouth that we'll write the text, and our text will be the text that's used, not from some Harvard professor or someone like that. We did it. We sat down, we wrote it, and the words that are on these plaques are from United American Indians of New England. And so, if you'd like, on your way by, you can take a look at the language. But again, I'd like to thank everybody who came out this year for the 41st. I hope to see everybody for the 42nd. You're all more than welcome. And what we're going to do now is we're going to have a potluck social. And we have a way that we feed. We feed elders, disabled, women with small children, pregnant women, and so forth, are first. And what we're going to do this year is there's a little red card that you're going to get with a number on it, and you can go inside and go through the line. Our peacekeepers, our security people, will be giving out these little red cards with a number on them.